Valerie Pham just bought this house and had lived in it for only 2 months before Hurricane Harvey hit Houston.
My clothes are still in some boxes and it's all like wet and damaged and everything. We just spent like $100 to wash them all yesterday.
Pham does not have flood insurance and is desperate to get financial help. She lost everything in the flood.
You can see on the wall right here.
While flood victims are the ones who are hardest hit by Hurricane Harvey, Houstonians who did not get water in their homes, who are small business owners, are also feeling the effects in the aftermath of the storm.
It's been pretty much a ghost town.
Doug Noh's seafood restaurant is open for business, but it's been slow.
Eating out is a leisure, so I don't think leisure is the word for right now.
Separated by a wall, the business next door is a convenience store and gas station managed by Sam Ali. For now, though, there is no gas.
Gas is a big part of the convenience stores. Without gas, we don't run the, store inside and the people come for the buy grocery or stuff like that.
There's also a shortage of basic groceries such as milk and water here.
Everything's transportation is be like stuck. Right now, no deliver anything else on our store. At least 1 week, everybody's stuck. They don't have some warehouses of flooding.
One of Ali's regular customers, Neptali Esperanza, is also feeling the financial effects of the storm.
I didn't have work for 5 days. With no work, I'm not making any money.
Esperanza, who has two young daughters at home, says he is finally starting to get a little bit of work. It will be a while before these small business owners know the extent of the financial impact of the hurricane.
You can't really know. Hopefully it's not too bad.
As Pham cleans up her home and looks for financial assistance, she tries to be optimistic.
Sad, of course, but no matter what, I still have to try harder and rebuild everything and move on.
And hope that no more hurricanes come to Houston this year. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Houston.